Picture this. Someone's walking, thumb scrolling, half a block into autopilot. Then they stop. They step off the curb. They look. They linger.
Wait, what grabbed them? The color? A smell? A headline?
All of the above, if you're intentional. But here's the secret. You have to tell one clear story. One single, readable idea that answers what's in it for me in under 3 seconds.
Welcome, dreamers and doers. This is the Tools of the Imagination from M.G. Wallace Design Studios. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of the studio, and I'm opening the sketchbook with my co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everyone. I'm Wendy. We'll riff on fast sketch habits, low-friction materials, and the simple metrics that prove a pop-up actually moves people and sales.
Quick preview. You'll get a repeatable three-part approach. Ground the concept in customer behavior, pick tools that scale, and map outcomes so every choice supports a business goal. We'll share studio examples, a short imagination break, and a mini case you can steal.
So why do pop-ups punch above their weight? Because they interrupt everyday habits with a focused physical story. They turn passing attention into a decision. Keep walking or step closer.
Because they interrupt? Right. So your job is the interruption designer.
Exactly. Let me give a short studio story. We built a 2-week street pop-up for a tea brand where the single story was refreshment in under 90 seconds. We designed a narrow flow. Welcome, sample station, checkout. Everything removes friction. The result? Increased conversions and a surprisingly simple setup.
Ha! Love that flow. Keeps friction low and staff sane. The build itself was lightweight. Aluminum frame, printed vinyl, and a fabric awning that moved in the breeze and felt human.
Pause. Lightweight sometimes gets heard as cheap. How did you keep it reading premium?
Good point. Low tech isn't sloppy. It's about material choices and hierarchy. Clean typography, one strong accent color, high-quality fabric, and well-lit signage. That combination reads premium because it's intentional.
Exactly. Intentionality wins. Now let's make this tactile. When we sketch a pop-up, we use a 3-panel visitor journey on one page. Approach, interaction, exit. 1 minute per panel forces clarity.
Grab a pen now if you can. Panel 1. What do people see at 30 feet? Panel 2. What pulls them to step closer? Panel 3. What makes them leave with something? Go. 1. 2. Stop.
How'd that feel? Messy sketches usually expose where you overcomplicate. Most fixes are scale and contrast at the curb line.
On tools, rollable vinyl for big graphics, printed fabric for texture, A-frame chalk signs for quick direction, and modular shelving for displays. Vinyl gives crisp readability from distance. Fabric reduces glare and invites touch.
Signage hierarchy matters. Headline first, short benefit second, then the action. Sample here, scan for 10%, try now. Limit fonts to 1 or 2 families. Simplicity reads professional.
Okay, metrics. 3 basics: footfall, dwell time, and conversion. Use simple tools, a door counter app, a stopwatch, and a unique promo code tied to the pop-up. Those numbers tell you if your story is landing.
Are DIY counters reliable enough, though? I'm not sure I buy that. If the data's shaky, decisions can be misleading.
Fair point. DIY tools aren't perfect, but they give directional insight. Combine a basic counter with manual spot checks and unique promo codes. If multiple measures move the same way, you can be confident enough to iterate.
Plus, run small visual ABs. Swap one banner color or headline for a day. If footfall or conversion shifts, that's actionable. Small experiments, big lessons.
Quick build tip. Prototype at half scale in the studio. Tape down the floor plan. Walk it. Time the transition from curb to checkout. You'll find sightline issues you can't see on paper.
We should also say it plainly. Check permits and safety. Don't block a sidewalk or attach things to municipal property without permission. When in doubt, call the local office.
Quick mini case. An indie candle brand weekend pop-up. Headline at curb, discover your scent.
sample table, QR checkout with a weekend bundle, tools, fabric backdrop, A-frame, tester vials. Results, 1,200 passersby, 8% stopped, and 22% of those who sampled signed up. Real, measurable uplift.
So here's your three-line checklist. 1. Pick a single story that connects to who passes by. 2. Choose readable, low-friction materials and enforce hierarchy. 3. Measure footfall, dwell, and conversion, and iterate fast.
Before we close, a subtle ask. Try the three-panel visitor journey tonight. If you want ready-made templates and checklists that speed up planning, register to download our pop-up pack at mgwdstudios.com/submit.
One last nudge. During the first weekend, track the promo use closely. A single weekend code tells you whether the activation converted beyond curiosity.
And that's our wrap for today. Remember, pick one story, design with intention, measure what matters, and prototype fast. Your Sketchpad is the cheapest testing lab you've got. Use it.
If this sparked something, hit subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.
I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. For more studio resources, visit mgwedstudios.com. Thanks for listening.